Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Thomas Davis, D-A-V-I-S. As per the record supplied, Mr. Davis was seen on a 12/21 by nurse practitioner Petticoi, P-E-T-T-I-T-I-Q-U-O-I. Brady complained of left ankle and foot pain that began that day. Period was bringing a pallet of oranges in the warehouse. Period, a driver on another forklift hit his left leg with the forklift and pinned his ankle to the wall. Purdy screamed and the driver backed up. Purdy's wearing work boots at the time. Purdy's current pain level was 10/10. Period. Interestingly, his gait was brisk and normal. Period, left foot and ankle exam revealed severe tenderness, palpation. Period, there was moderate edema. Period, active range of motion was abnormal and associated with pain. Period, there was 1/5 strength to the foot and ankle. Period, he's able to squat without difficulty, but unable to heel or toe walk without difficulty. Period, he underwent x-rays of the left foot and ankle and was diagnosed with a left ankle sprain. Period, he was placed in a tri-lock ankle brace and placed on crutches. Period, he was initiated on ibuprofen and was to return in 2 days. Period, he followed up on 8/17/21. Period, was noted the x-rays on 8/13/21, showed no definite fracture. Period, there was soft tissue swelling, especially over the lateral malleolus. Period. He had been taking tramadol, which helped somewhat. Period. He was re-examined and continued on ice and elevation, as well as crutches and his ankle brace. Period. He followed up here through 8/27/21. Period. He had seen Dr. Kupcha, K-U-P-C-H-A, on 8/25/21. Period. He recommended physical therapy and discontinuation of prednisone that was ordered at PIVOT. Period. He was discharged to the care of Dr. Kupcha. Period. In paragraph on 8/26/21, Mr. Davis was seen by Delaware orthopedic specialists. Period. He was evaluated by Dr. Kupcha and diagnosed with crushed injury to the left foot and ankle with contusion. Period. He recommended sedentary duty and a course of physical therapy. But he was going to proceed with a proper fitting boot. Period. He returned on 10/7/21 and remained symptomatic. Period. He was going to continue with therapy and a proper fitting boot. Period. On 10/25/21, an MRI of the left ankle was done. Inserted. Period. On 10-5-21, he was seen by orthopedist Dr. D. Benedetto, D-I, capital B-E-N-E-D-E-T-T-O, period. He reviewed the course of treatment to date and performed a clinical exam, period. He diagnosed contusion of the left ankle, resulting in moderate partial disability. Brady could return to sedentary work with only 3 hours of standing during the day, period. He believed Mr. Davis needed to wean out of the boot and receive physical therapy, period. He would reach maximum medical improvement after 6 weeks of physical therapy, period. A paragraph. He followed up with Dr. Kupcha on 11-1-21. Period. He followed the claimant's progress closely. Period. He was followed through 8-1-22. Period. On that occasion, Dr. Kupcha found mild lateral ankle and foot tenderness. Brady was tender just below the lateral malleolus. Brady, there was no swelling present. Brady, there was slight pigmentation laterally where the injury occurred. Brady was tender on the dorsal midfoot. Brady had full range of motion with no instability of the left foot. Brady had normal strength and sensation. Brady, he had an appropriate gait and was able to heel and toe walk. Brady was wearing his work boots. Period. At that juncture, he reportedly was seeing a knee specialist. Period. Was going to see a knee specialist. Period. New paragraph on 12-7-21. Dr. DiMenedetto performed a reevaluation. Period. On this visit, the claimant reported his numbness had resolved. Brady still gets swelling in the left ankle, but it feels much better. Period, his stability is better, but he had lateral pain. Period, his gait was normal. Period, there was swelling of the left lateral ankle, but none of the foot. Period, he had tenderness over his ATFL. Period, motion was equal bilaterally. Period, he had normal strength and sensation. Period. His conclusion was that Mr. Davis had a resolved foot and ankle contusion and sprain. Period, he did not believe there was any disability and that he could return to his regular job without restrictions. Period, he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions on 8-12-21. Thomas Davis's left foot was struck by the forks on a forklift while he was wearing work boots. Period. He was seen shortly thereafter and underwent x-rays that showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. The nurse practitioner initiated him on conservative care. Period, remained symptomatic and was seen by Dr. Kupcha. Period, ankle MRI was done on 10-25-21 to be inserted here. Period, he was treated conservatively with bracing, comma, physical therapy, comma, and modified activities. Period. He was seen by Dr. DiBenedetto on two occasions, the latter which was on 12-7-21. Period. At that time, clinical exam was unimpressive. Period. Nevertheless, he was seen by Dr. Kupcha through 8-1-22, who did note some abnormalities. Period. New paragraph. I will rate this case for ankle contusion and sprain. on Dr. Kupcher's visit of 11-121, the closest to Dr. DiBenedetto's exam on 12-721, he was using a low boot but taking it off at home, period. There was diffuse lateral ankle and foot and dorsum foot tenderness. Appeared to be, there was minimal swelling below the lateral malleolus and lateral hind foot. Appeared to be tender at the anterior lateral talus. Appeared range of motion was nearly full with no instability. Appeared to be normal strength. Appeared there was bruising and swelling of the left of the lateral foot and ankle and dark discoloration on the hind foot. Period. He was walking with a limp using a boot. Period. And that will be the end.